It's Five for Friday on August 5th. Every Friday, I post about five topics in public sector in general and public procurement specifically that may be of interest to people over the weekend or when they can actually slow down to look at the news of the week. So first, Richard Gay and I are doing a presentation on Tuesday at 2 Eastern on cost analysis as an engine for public procurement. I was told in our prep up that over 700 people have signed up for the webinar, which is apparently higher than the normal level. I'm excited that Richard's full fan club has come to join us and is interested in the topic. So we're going to talk about what's involved in cost analysis, try to give some information on that first step, guerrilla level ability to build a spend program to be able to get data at all, and then give some specifics on cost analysis as differentiated. And also Richard has a little case study he'll talk through of some stuff that he's done in Spring ISD. So looking forward to it. Secondly, the National Contract Management Association has put out Contract Management Standard 3, which is the foundation for their contract manager body of knowledge. It's available as a free download to members and non-members alike. It really helps build an understanding of common concepts in contracting for both vendors and suppliers, and it's a nice free resource. Third, StateScoop has put forward a submission window for awards for their Local Smart Award program, where they honor visionaries who transform local government and make difference in citizens' lives. StateScoop works hard on the way that they promote and create those recognition opportunities. So tell your friends who are in those spaces and get your nominations in by September 9th. Fourth in order, but certainly not in importance, the Treasury recently released new FAQs on the ARPA program, their state and local federal relief fund program. This guidance includes a great deal of frequently asked questions related to the final rule that became effective on April 1st. They intend to update the document regularly, but it includes a lot of new information related to eligible projects, size of small projects, etc. So anyone who is out there and helping to manage an ARPA project portfolio definitely needs to take this and consume it so that they're up on the latest information. And finally, friend of the show, Rob Handfield, has a new book out called Flow that's 3 years in the making. And anyone who's interested in how to manage supply chains through periods of disruptions should pick up the book. And looking down in the comments, I believe it already sold out. So maybe by the time that you pick this up, you'll be able to take a look at that. And of course, Rob is incredibly well respected on supply chains and have enjoyed getting to talk to him a couple of times about topics in that zone. So with that, have a happy Friday.
Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.